Chapters 47 through 55 of the Book of Isaiah from the World English Bible. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by J.A. Carter. The Book of Isaiah from the World English Bible. Chapters 47 through 55. Chapter 47. Come down and sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Remove your veil. Strip off the train. Uncover the leg. Pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance and will spare no man. Our Redeemer, Yahweh of armies, is his name. The Holy One of Israel. Sit you silent and get you into darkness, daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the mistress of kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I profaned my inheritance and gave them into your hand. You did show them no mercy. On the aged you have very heavily laid your yoke. You said, I shall be mistress forever, so that you did not lay these things to your heart, neither did remember the latter end of it. Now, therefore, hear this, you who are given to pleasures, who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is none else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. In their full measure shall they come to you, in the multitude of your sorceries, in the great abundance of your enchantments. For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, none sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there is none else besides me. Therefore evil will come on you. You won't know when it dawns. And mischief will fall on you. You will not be able to put it away. And desolation shall come on you suddenly, which you don't know. Stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. If so be you shall be able to profit, if so be you may prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save you from the things that shall come on you. Behold, these shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to warm at, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall the things be to which you have labored. Those who have trafficked with you from your youth shall wander every one to his quarter. There shall be none to save you. Chapter 48. Hear you this, house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of Yahweh, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. For they call themselves the holy city, and stay themselves on the God of Israel. Yahweh of armies is his name. I have declared the former things from of old. Yes, they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. Suddenly I did them, and they happened. Because I knew that you are obstinate, and your neck is as an iron sinew, and your brow brass. Therefore I have declared it to you from of old. Before it came to pass, I showed it to you, lest you should say, My idol has done them, and my engraved image and my molten image have commanded them. You have heard it. See all this. And you, will you not declare it? I have shown you new things from this time, even hidden things, which you have not known. They are created now, and not from of old, and before this day you didn't hear them, lest you should say, Behold, I knew them. Yes, you didn't hear. Yes, you didn't know. Yes, from of old your ear was not opened. For I knew that you did deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for you, that I not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be profaned, and my glory I will not give to another? Listen to me, O Jacob, and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. Yes, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spread out the heavens. When I call them, they stand up together. Assemble yourselves, all you, and hear. Who among them has declared these things? He whom Yahweh loves shall perform his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come you near me, hear you this. From the beginning I have not spoken in secret. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord Yahweh has sent me, and his Spirit. Thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Yahweh your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Oh, that you had listened to my commandments! Then had your peace been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Your seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of your body like its grains. His name would not be cut off nor destroyed from before me. Go you forth from Babylon, flee you from the Chaldeans. With a voice of singing declare you, tell this, utter it, even to the end of the earth. Say you, Yahweh has redeemed his servant Jacob. They didn't thirst when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says Yahweh, to the wicked. Chapter 49. Listen, islands, to me, and listen, you peoples, from afar. Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name, and he has made my voice like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me, and he has made me a polished shaft. In his quiver has he kept me close. And he said to me, You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely the justice due to me is with Yahweh, and my recompense with my God. Now says Yahweh, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, and that Israel be gathered to him. For I am honorable in the eyes of Yahweh, and my God has become my strength. Yes, he says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the nations, that you may be my salvation to the end of the earth. Thus says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall worship, because of Yahweh who is faithful, even the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Thus says Yahweh, In an acceptable time have I answered you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you, and I will preserve you, and give you for a covenant to the people, to raise up the land, to make them inherit the desolate heritage, saying to those who are bound, Go forth, to those who are in darkness, Show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and on all bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them, even by springs of water he will guide them. I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and behold, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, heavens, and be joyful, earth, and break forth into singing, mountains. For Yahweh has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his afflicted. But Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continuously before me. Your children make haste. Your destroyers and those who made you waste shall go forth from you. Lift up your eyes all around and see. All these gather themselves together and come to you. As I live, says Yahweh, you shall surely clothe you with them all as with an ornament, and gird yourself with them like a bride. For as for your waste and your desolate places and your land that has been destroyed, surely now you shall be too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up shall be far away. The children of your bereavement shall yet say in your ears, The place is too small for me. Give place to me that I may dwell. Then you will say in your heart, Who has conceived these for me, seeing I have been bereaved of my children, and am solitary, and exile, and wandering back and forth? And who has brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where were they? Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations, and set up my banner to the peoples, and they shall bring your sons in their bosom, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your nursing fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth, and lick the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, and those who wait for me shall not be disappointed. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captives be delivered? But thus says Yahweh, Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Chapter 50. Thus says Yahweh, Where is the bill of your mother's divorce, with which I have put her away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities you were sold, and for your transgressions was your mother put away. Why, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it can't redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink because there is no water, and die for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord Yahweh has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with words him who is weary. He wakens morning by morning, he wakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord Yahweh has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away backward. I gave my back to the strikers, and my cheeks to those who plucked off the hair. I didn't hide my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord Yahweh will help me. Therefore I have not been confounded. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be disappointed. He is near who justifies me. Who will bring charges against me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord Yahweh will help me. Who is he who shall condemn me? Behold, all they shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you who fears Yahweh, who obeys the voice of his servant? He who walks in darkness and has no light, let him trust in the name of Yahweh and rely on his God. Behold, all who kindle a fire, who gird yourselves about with firebrands, walk you in the flame of your fire and among the brands that you have kindled. You shall have this of my hand. You shall lie down in sorrow. Chapter 51. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek Yahweh. Look to the rock whence you were cut, and to the hold of the pit whence you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For when he was but one, I called him, and I blessed him, and made him many. For Yahweh has comforted Zion. He has comforted all her waste places, and has made her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of Yahweh. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Attend to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law shall go forth from me, and I will establish my justice for a light of the peoples. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arm shall judge the peoples. The island shall wait for me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look on the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and those who dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Don't you fear the reproach of men, neither be you dismayed at their insults. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation to all generations. Awake, awake, put on strength, arm of Yahweh. Awake as in the days of old. the generations of ancient times. Isn't it you who did cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the monster? Isn't it you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? The ransomed of Yahweh shall return and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy shall be on their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who shall die, and of the Son of Man who shall be made as grass, and have forgotten Yahweh your Maker, who stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and fear continually all the day because of the fury of the oppressor when he makes ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile shall speedily be freed, and he shall not die and go down into the pit, neither shall his bread fail. For I am Yahweh, your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. Yahweh of armies is his name. I have put my words in your mouth and have covered you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and tell Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, Jerusalem, that have drunk at the hand of Yahweh the cup of his wrath. You have drunken the bowl of the cup of staggering and drained it. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she has brought forth, neither is there any who takes her by the hand among all the sons who she has brought up. These two things have happened to you. Who will bemoan you? Desolation and destruction and the famine and the sword. How shall I comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets as an antelope in a net. They are full of the wrath of Yahweh, the rebuke of your God. Therefore, hear now this, you afflicted and drunken, but now with wine. Thus says your Lord Yahweh, and your God who pleads the cause of his people, behold, I have taken out of your hand the cup of staggering, even the bowl of the cup of my wrath. You shall no more drink it again, and I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you, who have said to your soul, bow down that we may go over, and you have laid your back as the ground and as the street to those who go over. Chapter 52. Awake, awake, put on your strength, Zion, put on your beautiful garments, Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit on your throne, Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, captive daughter of Zion. For thus says Yahweh, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, my people went down at the first into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian has oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what do I hear, says Yahweh, seeing that my people is taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them do howl, says Yahweh, and my name continually all the day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he who does speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of good, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns, the voice of your watchmen. They lift up the voice, together do they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when Yahweh returns to Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for Yahweh has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Depart you, go you out from there, touch no unclean thing. Go you out of the midst of her. Cleanse yourselves, you who bear the vessels of Yahweh. For you shall not go out in haste, neither shall you go out by flight. For Yahweh will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal wisely. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. Like as many were astonished at you, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they understand. Chapter 53. Who has believed our message? To whom has the arm of Yahweh been revealed? For he grew up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness when we see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering and acquainted with disease. He was despised as one from whom men hide their face, and we didn't respect him. Surely he has borne our sickness and carried our suffering. Yet we considered him plagued, struck by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought our peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. Every one has turned to his own way, and Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted he didn't open his mouth. As a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that before its shearers is mute, so he didn't open his mouth. He was taken away by oppression and judgment, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living and stricken for the disobedience of my people? They made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He has caused him to suffer. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light and be satisfied. My righteous servant will justify many by the knowledge of himself, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Chapter 54. Sing, O barren, you who didn't bear! Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says Yahweh. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Don't spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stakes, for you shall spread out on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall possess the nations, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Don't be afraid, for you shall not be ashamed. Neither be confounded, for you shall not be disappointed. For you shall forget the shame of your youth, and the reproach of your widowhood you shall remember no more. For your Maker is your husband, Yahweh of armies is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For Yahweh has called you as a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, even as a wife of youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you. In overflowing wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting loving kindness will I have mercy on you, says Yahweh, your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. For the mountains may depart, and the hills be removed, but my loving kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall my covenant of peace be removed, says Yahweh, who has mercy on you. You afflicted, tossed with storms and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in beautiful colors, and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, and your gates of sparkling jewels, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught of Yahweh, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not be afraid, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they may gather together, but not by me. Whoever shall gather together against you shall fall because of you. Behold, I have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and brings forth a weapon for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you will prevail, and you will condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness which is of me, says Yahweh. Chapter 55. Come, every one who thirsts, to the waters. Come, he who has no money, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which doesn't satisfy? Turn diligently to me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Turn your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander to the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you didn't know, and a nation that didn't know you shall run to you because of Yahweh your God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to Yahweh, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from the sky and doesn't return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, and gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing I sent it to do. For you shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to Yahweh for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. End of chapters 47 through 55 of the book of Isaiah.